Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Ken Hisugen. I used to be a student of Father Mark. And just like every other students who were here said that they were graduated, just graduated as well. And I've been taking art the whole time, I guess.
Nice.
All high school, yeah.
Cool. So where are you from originally? It's not formative.
It's kind of weird because my parents were working at Saudi Arabia. So I was technically born there.
Okay.
Yeah, but then we like moved to Philippines afterwards. So I pretty much just say that I was born in Philippines, but yeah, I've been pretty much in Philippines for 8 years, and then I moved here afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. So do you have a Saudi passport?
I've never discussed it with my parents, so I don't really know.
I don't think you need one.
Yeah.
Do you have a Canadian passport?
Soon.
Yeah. You have a Canadian.
Then you're good. Yeah. It's just like certain countries like there, you can't, like you can never own or something if you don't have a passport or something. Mm. Like, could be cool to have one. I know like with, I have a son. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get his like UK passport because of his parents.
Okay.
Or my grandparents, his grandparents. Anyways, it's a cool thing. Like different passports open a lot of potential opportunities
like
for travel abroad.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a flex too, 100%. But from an adult perspective, because you've graduated now, mm-hmm. like I used to be in human resources and hire people globally. Mm-hmm. And like when you're trying to get somebody to work from a different country, the process and the money that it takes is so much that even though they might be a good candidate, might be too much work and money. If you have a passport and you can go into those organizations in wherever and say, no, look, I can work here, you don't gotta pay, then you have a better opportunity, especially because you're North American educated. Food for thought, look into those passports.
I probably should.
Get the Canadian passport though. Yeah. That's like worldwide accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So in this art class, you said you've been here since the jump. So is that grade 8 and 7 and 8 or grade
7?
9?
I think 7 till now. I believe. Do you remember most? I don't.
I remember grade 9 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the most memorable. But I think I've been here since like the start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of those years were during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Fair enough.
Yep.
So as far as art is concerned, what is the medium that you like to work in the most?
I've been working with acrylic since start of high school art, but Mrs. like pushed us to use a lot of different mediums, but as far as I'm aware, I'm pretty comfortable with acrylic paints, and as of right now, I really like watercolor and colored pencils, and also digital art. That's what I've been really interested in art so far.
So now that you're not here anymore, and these awesome art supplies are not supplied to you free of charge, and you've got to pick like, oh man, I got to start my collection. Where are you starting? Is it pencils? Is it paint? Is it canvas? Like, where are you spending your money?
Watercolors and probably colored pencils. That's probably what I enjoy doing so far. Mm-hmm. But I also already have like a drawing tablet, so I've got that as well. So, but yeah, dude, it was so much better having everything supplied for you.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't have anymore.
So now that you've graduated and you are moving into the real world, what are your next steps?
I'm actually taking the same, going to McEwen as well with Chelsea.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we're doing the exact same stuff and we're dorming there as well. So probably I'm gonna get my bachelor's of design, but honestly from there, I think I'm just gonna let the wind take me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
you've never been away yet. You don't know what university or dorm life's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome, by the way, but it's a challenge. Like, it's not easy. So I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
It's cool that so many of you guys are going, though, so you'll have some form of like community or connection, so you won't be like totally by yourself. With the traveling, though, you must be somewhat comfortable kind of maneuvering through a city.
To an extent, because I mean, I've always taken the bus here, so I think it should be somewhat similar in Edmonton, but just like a lot more. Yeah, a lot more people on buses,
You know, keep your head on a swivel, that's all. You'll be fine. Yeah, so when it comes to outside of school, outside of art, that can't be everything that is you as a human being. What are your other interests?
I really do like video editing, and but I don't really get, like, I don't have much opportunity to actually do it, but I do really enjoy it. I do really like video editing and all that. Also, I mean, like, I also really like playing video games, just like every other teenagers, but
and adult. Yeah. Adults too.
I'm getting back into it. I took like a 15-year hiatus, but I'm back on the controls here and there.
But yeah, I think that's all I can think of in my mind right now.
When you say video editing, we don't do a lot of editing for this show, but I do know a little bit about video editing. What kind of video editing are you talking about? Long, short form, horizontal, vertically? Like, what are you thinking?
Like short form. Like it's a lot more short. I really like working on it. And like, I don't know if I want to say it, but it's like, I don't know, the things I edit is kind of like, it's very short, that's all I can say.
For a long time, for 2 years actually, I made a 1 minute video every day, 5 days a week. So that's kind of how I got comfortable like doing this. Like, I'm not trained professionally to edit or anything, but people, clients were like, hey, we want you to do this. And I was like, I gotta learn real quick. So what I decided to do was like make a video every day.
That's a good practice.
You just like got better, and I just posted it. So yeah, I get short. And then like this guy always talks about like a app that no longer exists.
Vine,
which was seven seconds,
seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Vine.
Love Vine.
Yeah.
Vine is the better TikTok.
I'm working on, like, I do these gratitude videos, like, what are you grateful for, every so often, and, like, I've been doing it for a few years now, so I'm thinking of putting all of those mini clips into, like, a larger kind
that'd
of...
That'd be very cool.
Yeah, so...
that'd be very cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, you definitely don't have to say what you're working on. Yeah. Totally get it. So, in regards to video games, though, what kind of games are you playing?
I really like playing Overwatch.
Which?
Overwatch.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, do you know what? It's like a shooter. It's a first-person shooter game, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I really like playing so far. I also really like role-playing games, like fantasy MMORPGs and stuff like that. I think those are... No, I don't know. There's a lot of games, but yeah, it's just like very grindy games. Very grindy games where it takes a lot of time. Yeah. To just keep getting better and better.
Yeah. But yeah. No button mashing.
Yeah. Actually, I like to play Tekken. You know Tekken?
I know Tekken very well. Tekken. I used to play Tekken on the original PlayStation with the CD in it.
I love Tekken. I got Tekken. Oh, no, my brother got Tekken in it. I really like Tekken.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah. So, as far as the gaming system, what do you have? What is the system?
Oh, for playing, like,
at home.
Games?
Like, what do you
call? Oh, I like playing. I have a gaming laptop, and that's where I usually play most of my games. And I also have a tablet that I can also play on. But we also have PS5, but that's more my brother's mostly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I usually play on.
I could never say that growing up in my household. Oh, that's my brother's PS5. No, that's the family's PS5. We all share and play that. Yeah, there's so many just gaming systems now. Like, there's so many, from the handhelds to like your phone, like you said, the tablets.
Yeah, the handhelds. My brother also has one. It's like a Steam one. It's like massive. Yeah, it's like a brick. And I'm like, oh my God.
Like, amazing?
I've never played it, but he's on it most of the time, so seems like
I've looked heavily into Steam Decks.
Old man alert, what is a Steam Deck?
It's basically a PC in the format of a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so
cool.
You can play any, like, online PC game, but, like, in your hands.
Yeah.
That's what's like, the $700?
That was my next question. So, double the price of, like, something else.
Yeah, but, like, half the cost of a PC.
Yeah.
What's the battery life on something like that?
No clue.
Yeah.
So,
no idea.
Next question. How does your brother have something so amazing in his hand and you weren't just like, yo, give me a try?
Well, the games he plays are like very different than mine. So, I mean, it seems very interesting, but I don't know. It's just like, I feel like I don't have much time, especially during grad season.
Yeah.
Very like, I didn't really have much time to play video games during that time. So, yeah. And he got it during this year, so.
Fair enough.
Siblings have become nicer.
Yeah, siblings have become nicer. I'm still mean to my brother and sister. Like, jeez. In regards to grad season, what was that like?
Oh my God. It was like, it was weirdly like anticlimactic. It was like, I thought it was gonna be like this big thing because, you know, you see in movies, it's like, oh my God, you know, you're gonna graduate and all that. But it was like, oh, it just kind of happened. And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. That was very, but then afterwards, that's when all the fun started because there was a bunch of parties that was happening, especially prom. Mm-hmm. Prom was really fun because there was nobody in the dance floor for some reason. And then it was like only me and my friends who were there and we were just busting it down. And then we were like, hey, we're just dancing. And then afterwards, there were like after grad parties. It was after grad parties. And yeah, I drank a lot there. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Fort McMurray.
What else do you do?
That's right, I'm saying. So, with the nobody dancing, what kind of music are you into? What were
I really like pop music. I mean, like, I'm very just like, you know, I kind of like listening to anything, but I really like upbeat music.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly pop music.
So, like, when you're saying pop, are you talking like more like Beyonce? Are you talking Taylor Swift? Are we talking electronic music?
I'll be honest, it's K-pop.
K-pop. Okay, sweet. That's like a thing. Right?
Yeah.
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 Like, you understand it?
No.
No.
Okay.
But it's like, oh, sounds so good.
Yeah.
I listen to tons of music in different languages, and I'm just like, the beat is sweet, and whatever he's saying doesn't matter. He is like he or she is mixing their voice very well
You
could listen to it. No doubt. So, like, when you're listening to that kind of stuff, are you a visual listener, or are you just, like, straight up in
your head? Definitely visual.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. Like, videos and shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because K-pop is very known for, like, really flashy music videos.
That's what I mean.
That's why I was really intrigued about it. That's why I was like, oh, wow. It's like, even if the song is, like, okay, it's just the music video is gonna be, like, you get hypnotized by it.
I'm saying, it's wild. Like, there are certain videos back in the day that used to play on Much Music, and they would have, like, warnings when things would flash too much. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, if you watch this, you might get a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, some of these videos, like the K-pop in particular, you're watching this and being like, whoa, I need sunglasses to watch this. So that's why I was wondering, like, are you more for the video, or, like, can you listen into it just headphones when you're on a walk?
It's mostly video, but I'm more picky with what I'm hearing though.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that kind of ties into why I was kind of interested in video editing, because of like these very cool music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, he's about to tell me I'm out of time. So unfortunately, we are out of time, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights, have fun.
Shout out to my parents and to Miss With Brett.
There we go, awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.